Thought I would overview some of the salient aspects of the Leil HaSeder, starting from Kaddish, and hopefully we'll see what we can accomplish. The halacha is that one can say Kiddush before Shabbos and Yom Tov during the period of time that's called Tesis Shabbos, Tesis Yom Tov. The Gemara says in Brachos, Rav told Shal Shabbos ve'er Shabbos, that Rav davened earlier and made Kiddush. So we see the concept of Tesev Shabbos. There is a big machlokes in the Gemara and the Machlokes of Rishonim. Many Rishonim paskin that Tesis Shabbos Yom Tov is a din d'rabbanan, not a din d'oraisa. The Gemara does that from Sukkim. The Rambam Shita is that the only time Tosef d'oraisa is by Inu Yom Kippur. When you add to the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, and you add X amount of time, whatever you decide, the din is bigger and din Tosef is a mashu. That's how the pas can bring. So there's a concept of, as I said, the Nikam Shabbos, the Nikam Yom Tov early. There is such a notion. So the with reference to Shabbos, we know that Kiddush is the din of Zachreyu b'chnisaso b'tziyaso. Zachreyu. Zachreyu z'chiras dvarim. So Shabbos, in effect, Kiddush Adel Shabbos is something that can be done early, as I just mentioned in the Gemara. Now the question is, what's the din regarding Leil HaSeder? So Taisim Sochim, outside of Tesim Abbeis, a very famous Taisim, on the first Amud of Avi Sochim, he has 2 days regarding this question, what the status of Leil HaSeder is. Is Leil HaSeder the same as Leil Shabbos? Namely, that Leil Shabbos, one could be Mekabel Shabbos earlier, and one could accept Shabbos. What about Leil HaSeder? Is it the same? Halacha apply. So Tosfos presents 2 different opinions, and this is the subject of a famous, more or less, Hakira that's associated with risk, and that's the Hakira, essentially, which Rav Chaim has already that Hakira. Namely, the question is whether, what is the nature of Leil HaSeder? Leil HaSeder is the same as Shabbos, and Shabbos is essentially what's called Sidur Bracha Lakos, which means that you're supposed to Zachreya B'dvar. Shabbos has to be verbally expressed. The fact that Talayayin is only Din D'Rabbanan, but the actual Zachreya D'Rishera and Kiddush, that's Din D'Oraisa. So that's the same halacha that applies also on Leil HaSeder, and therefore one should be able to do so before the actual Yom Tov. Well, no, we assume that Leil HaSeder is different. The text points out 2 opinions, and the second opinion is that no, Leil HaSeder can put a loch in Shalach. It says that you can't make Kiddush till you have to wait till Mishatasha, you have to wait till nightfall. Why? Because here it says, Yachlis Abbas of Alayla Zeh, the Quran of Pesach, and all bits of Alayla, Uchshu Zeh Lazeh, all the bits of Alayla connected one to the other. And since the Quran of Pesach, that requires Laila, so we assume now that the same thing applies to all the bits of Alayla as well. So these are, as I said, 2 opinions in the Tosfos, and that's how the Rishonim and Chaim, the way they formulated the issue, is the din of Leil HaSeder the same as Leil Shabbos, Leil Yom Tov, Sidur Bracha Lakos, that's the lashon that they use. We assume, no, here is the din of Shtia. You actually have to drink Dal Kesis. Each individual is a personal obligation of Eretz Yisrael to drink Dal Kesis. So with this 2 days of these 2 opinions, there are many, many nafkaminas halacha. I'll just mention a few of them. They were discussed, actually, came out by all the Dalai Apostolim pretty clearly. let's start, actually, with the first din. Someone actually asked me today. Someone was a Yeki. So he's Nayeg every Friday night. I don't know anyone here. Yekis, no. Okay, but what they do is, actually, I was at someone's home, was a Yeki, not long ago. And what they do is they wash before Kiddush. So the question is, can I do that? Alel HaSeder. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, you can't do it. Alel HaSeder, Kol Shavu Kula, you can do it. But not Alel HaSeder because of the hefsek that's involved. Here we assume on a regular Shabbos, it would be a hefsek because you wash and then you make Kiddush and then you make Hamotzi. One falls upon the heels of the other. But in the Seder, you have, of course, Magi. You have a rather lengthy interregnum that would clearly interrupt the flow of the narrative, the continuity, and therefore that cannot be done. Alel HaSeder. But in terms of the issue that I raised, the Akira that I raised, so let's start by listing the Nafkaminas. The one that's mentioned by Tosfos Tzadkesu Beis pretty clearly is Shomekani. There's a din every Leil Shabbos when someone makes Kiddush, he's not seeing me in the Kiddush. And I'm Yosef Shomekani. Similar halacha applies to Kesa Megillah, that the Baal Kerei reads the Megillah, I hear the Megillah, and the Baal Kerei is the din of Shomekani. The Gemara says, Sukkah Shomekani, is the subject of a famous Mahomes of Rishon Tosfos in three places. And Shas discusses this din in Brachos and Megillah and Sukkah. Then the question of a person who's still davening Shema Esrei Melachah, and then the Shas Tzibur begins Chazaras Hashas. What do they do? We pass the halacha that when they get to Kedusha, he should stop, listen to the Kedusha, and then continue with Ishmael Esrei. Obviously, that assumes that Shema Kedusha is a device, is an instrumentality by which you can be able to say the Kedusha, and it's not a hefsek in Ishmael Esrei. It assumes that Shema doesn't have to be necessarily Kain and Mamish. If we Kain and Mamish, that will be a hefsek in Ishmael Esrei. And this is the subject, as I said, of a big Machlokes among Rishonim, but these three Tosfos, and that's how the halacha, Shema Malachim Paskin, and what we do is that we are quiet, and the person is still in his Ishmael Esrei Melachash, and then the Shiat Tzibur, he listens to the Kedusha, the Shiat Tzibur, Zilzin, through the din of Shema Kodesh. So Shema Kodesh is a din every day of Shabbos, every day of Yom Tov. Person makes Kiddush, and Yeltsin with one person drinking a shir. The halacha of the shir is with a lot of lukma, rov and bias. So that shir is wrong. That's the word there. That's the word. It says, I'm so she eats on. Rashi writes over there, G'nai to the Kosher Bracha. It's a G'nai to the Kosher Bracha. So it's not Tayyim for the Kosher Bracha. But the question that Tesis has a something about here, it's on the Testament base, and something is whether this din applies on Leil HaSeder. It could be, but Leil HaSeder, here is the din of Shtiyas Dalet Kaisas. Every single person has to go ahead and literally drink four Kaisas. And that's the subject, and that's more or less with the way we seem to pass on the Halacha. Apparently, din of Shema Kodesh is not applicable on the Leil HaSeder. Because the Halacha, as I mentioned a moment ago, is that one person can be Tayyim, or several people can be Tayyim. As long as the Shir is drunk, that's sufficient. There's no fear for everyone on Leil Shabbos or Leil Yom Tov to drink from the kosher yayin. Mashenka Leil HaSeder could here very well be that here, there's a lot of everyone has to be tight. But the Shavuot, of course, actually another interesting issue regarding the Shia that I just mentioned. Leil Shabbos, Leil Yom Tov, B'shit, Leil Lugman, Rav Mivis. But the Shia is a Rabban. The Rabban has that for Leil HaSeder, quoted by many, many pastors. The Rabban contends that he said, Leil HaSeder, you have to drink Rav Kos. Very striking sheep of the Rabban. So obviously, some people will choose a larger Kos in order to be able to drink a bit more. Attempts to drink a bit more, so the larger the cost, obviously the more person would have to drink, but you need both cups. So let's say in the 10-ounce cup, you would have to drink, let's say, more than 5 ounces. So the Rishkolov, again, uses this Ramban to say this is exactly the same issue between the Ramban and the other Rishonim. That's the issue that they're arguing about. According to the other Rishonim, they assume that there's no distinction between Leil Shabbos and Yom Tov, and I'll say that. Therefore, the halacha is that there's no need for both cups, no such halacha exists. It's simply a mitzvah, see the bracha hakeis, and therefore, once a person is toyim, the halacha is yotze, there's no need to go beyond that. But obviously, the Rabban is of the opinion that there's a din of shtiyas kol hakos, of shtiyas rov hakos, rov betulas, and pasul halacha. So that's the second nafkamina. Third nafkamina would be, I actually don't drink wine. I mentioned a few times that I'm a teetotaler. That's the proper English terminology. But I don't drink wine because I don't enjoy wine, and I have no interest in becoming, the word they use is today, plastered. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I thought plastered refers to plastering the wall, but kind of being inebriated, I mean, intoxicated, and also I'm worried about losing my seichel, even for a moment, so that we have to maintain our seichel 24-7. Anyway, to make a long story short, the only time I drink wine, and of course, yayin kal, someone gives me every year Yayin Kal for the last Seder. So a few years ago, I gave you 3.4%. Now he's giving me 3.6%. This year, 3.8%. He gave me a quarter. He gives me every quarter Yayin Kal. It seems to be up in the ante. Anyway, so the Shalom about Mitzan Avin. So I use Mitzan Avin the whole year. I don't drink wine. I drink grapes the entire year. There are a number of problems with Mitzan Avin that mentioned by the Pastor. First of all, what profit do you make on Mitzan Avin? That's problem number one. The Sunni Balabasa, the Gemara says that. It's what about the Mechabit Shalom? Mechabit says that at the end of Kiddush, that's by Yayin Shavoy the Nasif al Gavi and Mizbeach. And this Mitzan Avim, which is fermented, is not going the Nasif al Gavi and Mizbeach. It's called Yayin Mabushal. Shad is what Brachit you make on Yayin Mabushal. Let's say when I cook a Yerek. In the case of Brachit, the six pack of Brachit, if I cook a Yerek, and sometimes by cooking the Yerek, sometimes it's the Shtan of the Grayusa. It becomes soft, becomes very pulpy. It's no longer really the Yerek that you had. So then the halacha is that according to Shita of some Rishonim, that Rashi Shita, as we'll see in a moment, when you got a pasteurized wine, the same thing, but you make a shakal. No longer is that Yerek recognizable, is discernible as a Yerek, and therefore, Ishtan the Gerusa and the Bracha Shakos. So Shikas Rashi is with reference to also pasteurized wine. Rashi also make a Shakos and Yain Babushon and also a Mitzan Ovin. So therefore, you cannot use it with Alakosis. La Alocha, I mean, not that I'm the writer, but Maisa Rav and many Gedolei Yisrael who actually drank grape juice for Leil HaSeder, so I'm Somech on them, and we assume they can still make a Bracha, Rabbi Geffen, and Yain Babushon. The Rambam actually, based on the Gemara of Abbasra, the Gemara that I just mentioned, that the Rambam says, the Gemara said that you can't make Kiddush, you send the Yain, the Rambam is bad. The Rambam passed the Yain Babushon, they only make Kiddush al Yain, Shavuot, and the Nasa, and Gabi Abbas bad. That's why we say Yain, the Rambam sheet is, you cannot make Kiddush on it, and the Rambam understood, therefore, that Yain Babushon would obviously not fit the bill, and therefore I can't use it for Dalit Kaisis. Or for that matter, not just Yain Mamusha, but anything that comes from fruit extraction, where fruit actually is being used in the process of making the wine. And yet there's also, today, there's what they call med. I think that's the lotion that they use. Otherwise, you probably would know these things. I think that's the term they use when you have all kinds of fruits that are somehow embedded in the wine. They're wine that's made out of different types of fruit juices. So we have this week in the Parsha. We also have called Vash. Our most famous Tukid, we have a field there with that pasuk, but the basis of it, they're assuming that somehow the Sor and Vash, the Gemara says, Broch is Sor Shem Isam Ake. Sor is the element that ferments, the Gaiva, the Shichat, that exists often in the people and the rituals. Anyway, make a long story short. So now the question is, can I go ahead and use this kind of grape juice for the purpose of Leil HaSeder with all the pesos? This seems to be, as I said, the subject of a big machlokes among the Magdalay Rishon. There is a Rashbam and Avim Tzochim. Rashbam is twice in Shas. Once in Avim Tzochim, once in Avasa. The Rashbam writes, I heard this from Magdalay that doesn't find it itself maybe 25 years ago. He has it in Zagoda, he has the Oros in Zagoda, the most fantastic Oros. And just like I told you, you should learn the seven Simonim and Shalomach on Friday night. I advise the wonderful people of the Shul to learn the seven Simonim inside out, backwards and forwards. I've done it at least 25 times, many, many times, learning Mishabura. I can't say I've learned the title of the Pesach, but certainly I learned Dosi Mani. So I've done it fancy, has her Oros and Dosi Mani. I'll say the quote called Dodi. Are you familiar with that? It came out 40 years ago. So I have used it my entire life. I've gone to my third edition now. You can go through the entire Savior every single year. Anyway, so he had, he brings Rashbam, both in Avim Sochim and Rashbam and Malabasa. You need Yain Hamashak. That's the contention of Abdullah Feinstein. Yaina Mishakya means that it has to be able to intoxicate. I don't know, I don't think anyone ever got intoxicated with grape juice. Maybe I could be wrong. The Gemara says about Abbas also, Sechid Adam, the Gemara says, person could squeeze Eshkol Shalanovim, the Egoel of Kirish Hayyim. So there are those who claim that's only Mitzah Levim with Ban Chazal. So Mitzah Levim with Ban Chazal was much stronger than the Mitzah Levim that we actually have today. Mitzah Levim with Ban Chazal was able to ferment. It was so strong, the Gemara speaks about Yain that required diluting, required meziga. But, and the Mitzah Levim also apparently was so strong, it was able to ferment, undergo fermentation. I don't think our grape juice is capable of fermentation, from what I can see, from what I understand. But the Pesach knows that they assume that apparently you can make a bracha, not like Rashi, they assume against Rashi, you can make a bracha, but Ben Geffen and the grape juice, I'm so behind those, though they are poskim, and I make Burnt Ben Geffen every Friday night, every other night. Grape juice is only twice a year. I told you that I go eat and drink wine, Yayin Pal, there's no Leil HaSeder because of Rashbam, Abash Kamishaki, and also on Purim because of the murder of Zion, the base of Megillah, Chai Ron, the Tzumi, the Puradius, and Rashi, the Shaka, the Yayin. What I do, I follow Abba. Abba says, Yishay Yosef, the Steady Mudo, drink more than what you don't need a customer to drink. I'm not accustomed to drink anything. So I drink a milliliter of wine. And then go to sleep, and I'm a kind of Abba Yoda. I have my suit early in the morning, like the Shakbach, Shabrua, these are my people, Vincent, my custom sale like that, that's what I'm learning to do. And therefore, that's the position that I follow. There's one other nafkimina that also would be relevant now that I'm thinking about it. Derecheros. The Gemara says that when you drink, it has to be Derecheros. Leil Sheni, of course, Leil Seder rather, unlike Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, the Iker is to be Misader Brocha Lapes, Misader Brocha Lapes Yayin. And therefore, Mitzah Levim is also kosher yain, based on what I just discussed a few moments ago. But here, you need Mashka Meshaka in order to have Derecheros. That's enough. Like you said, we showed him what's the definition of Derecheros. Mr. Guru actually talks about it as based essentially on the language of the Rambam and also the language of other Rishonim. Other Rishonim say Derech Eros, you have to be nana from it, and it has to be Mashka Meshaker. So you would require, obviously, some intoxicating kind of wine. But the Lasha Amram is Shetia Shriyasa Arevala. That's Lasha Amram in Tami Savatza. The Shriya should be ordered to you. You should enjoy it. So whether you hold like the position of Derech Eros and Shriyasa Arevala, or you need a Mashka Meshaker, so this might be enough Gemina. Regarding this question of, as I said, of using grape juice, whether you can have derech eros. I have a lot of hanor from drinking grape juice. Maybe again, I might be
from the alcohol.
Okay, but I'm telling you, derech eros. You are correct that again, as I said, derech eros is something that a person. You take a look. This machlok is actually. Mr. Feinstein, our salvation regarding this matter. This is my hopes of Shannon. I define the affairs. You're assuming that the affairs something that has the impact, has to affect you in a very personal kind of way, which is Mr. Abir, I do not disagree with you. This is why most people drink wine. And let us say that. So that's the top. But there were many, I actually checked with over the years, with many Belly Atoski regarding this matter. I just want to mention another, before I forget it, that the Haseba. It's the subject of famous Briskalov and Mahom's the Russian. I'm not trying to remember I'm Sachin. The words in Hashama Shahov Zais Matsa. Mesiv in, lo Mesiv lo. So, what's it, Mesiv in, lo Mesiv lo? Shinaku Haseb, what does it mean? You're not taking the mitzvah of Haseb, you're not dancing the mitzvah, whatever you're supposed to do Haseb, which is by Matsah, Shasaf Yel Smatsah, Shias Yayin, whatever you're supposed to do Haseb, you're not dancing that mitzvah. That's a big Mahom's among the Bishainim. The question is, the Haseb is a mitzvah of Abonim. It's simply a rabbinic. Kind of a denim that was the end of actually it's a key in a terra. The man is much as a key in the rice. Like what Lasha Amna said before, the terms of Amna, and that Gemara that I just mentioned, Hashama Shah Amal Kazai's Matsav, Hasem, and makes it in, or makes it low. So now, can the Gemara quote Sukhim, the son of Hotzi Misham, the Machuya to actually demonstrate the evil you're leaving the tribe. And the truth is that if you read, everyone is familiar with this, but it's found actually in Mishainim, based on the Mishnah himself, and the Mishnah Sokhai Vodam. Literally, it's asking you to do Yosef in the side. The famous Rambam, Chayavad Lahar, says, Aso, Yilu Ato, Yosef in the side. Shanem, and also the Hotsi Bishop. That's the Gemara right on Rambam's Girsa. So that's why it's fine to do all kinds of. I actually, when I was in the Yeshiva in Hitchery, many, many years ago, I went to observe the side you say that it had to be in the Yeshiva. So I was able to do it without difficulty. They do a lot of very, very demonstrative kinds of things that I say that with the bathtub, jumping over bathtubs, and the Sharesan Surah, with some lesson of Shechman, as if they're leaving Egypt, they follow the Ramah. Chayvan Lahara says, Asmo, Yilu Yotza Ata, Meshiv and Mitzvah. Ramah adds a number of words to the Nusach of the Mishnah. The Kitzer, I'm just trying to show you that there's a din of Haseba, the question about the din of Abadan or Kiv the Raisa. And in general, the Gemara discusses regarding four cases. The Gemara is not the Gemara says a chit to drink two cases. We don't know which two, the first two, the last two. But we pass it in general. We discussed the Shabbos. Very, we had a very nice chabura on the Shabbos. Right? You see what the Torah is all about. Chaval, they grew up in that door, but then it has to be happy where they grew up. Baruch Hashem, I'll stay for the Torah. I can imagine if you with anything that was said. A lot of chedushim mufloim from the time of the Pichadosh. So the Rais of the Chumah to answer the Kasha. The Tesla is a famous Kasha, and including a few other things, and something he said in his Rebbe, Baba Yorba, and Matzah, wow. Chidushim Mufloid. So that's interesting. Baruch Hashem, so I learned that. She also, it's also for Chidushim of my days as well, so loving his chance. That's a Bible. But anyway, back in the issue of what we're talking about, the drink too close to the Gemara, so something we pass in Salah al-Fayyid al-Aban al-Kula. Since the drink of the Al-Kaisa did the Rabbana, so we pass on the Gula. So if that's the case, we should drink the Mishayna, we shouldn't drink any Kaisa in the Chalal. That's what the man did, have a famous discussion on this. You'll end up not drinking anything. That can't be. Okay, so the Maisa, just in this first issue related to Kiddush, there are several Nafkiminas, whether Kiddush is Sidi Bracha Al-Kais, or whether it's a Din of Shtia, there are a number of Nafkiminas. Number one, can I say Kiddush earlier? Then I'll say that. The answer is no. Then I'll say the Mishnah Tashah. I'm like, Lel Shabbos, Lel Yomtzeh, you don't have to wait for this before. Number two, is there a mitzvah shtiyah, or is it simply see the bracha al-kais? Must everyone drink? Is that we pass on the halacha? No din of shomei ka'ine? Not just a question of saying a bracha. Number three, can I use mitzvah rabim? Let's say, can I use great Jews to be Yosef in terms of the Derech Heves that I mentioned, Yosef Nareva, number four, the Din HaSeba, that applies to the Dalas Beis, doesn't apply to anything else. Okay, that's just a little bit regarding the first issue, the issue of Kadesh, the issue of Kiddush. Okay, turning to Rechatz. So now, I happen to be Makbid on this. This is the Minhag Agua. I found out about the Agua. Domshin Tibul of Mashke, required to Yosef Lai, with the Bracha. I was taken about 15 years ago in one of my trips to raise money for my yeshiva to a place called, misquote the place, Dunkin' Donuts, Sazan Oshin, Teaneck, New Jersey. So, Kishmo Kano. The idea was to take the item and take the donut and dunk it in the coffee and nail them. To go ahead and thereby be the kind, whatever key of the race and Dunkin' Donuts. So I was already troubled by a number of things. Of course, I did end up not having no Dunkin', no donuts, no gosh. I had some issues over there in Miyad. First, I'm worried about issue number one, Chadash and Yashan. It was not a Yashan bakery. Number two, that even though I probably could have held on to the donut, with, I guess, with a fork or something. There was no Tessa Naim. It was just dunking. It was all donuts and dunking different types of donuts, all kinds of colored donuts over there. That was the big key. There were a few other issues I had. At the end, I just walked out. The main thing was... What? Yeah. That was the main thing. That's what I went for. So that was the Pachin Nefesh as far as the dunking part. But the other part, Baruch Hashem, was everything. Okay, so I'm happy. He talks about people eat cereal, so that cereal is mamish. But he points out you eat it with a fork, you eat it with a spoon, I've got you, so sort of like a clean. The male is not be a diet. We're going to make a bracha. The child is now, they'll say there, what's the deal? We're going to say this. In general, this Allah is respecting the deed. It's something you did. How we pass the halacha? Well, you need davshin bulu mashke required to tell us to dive in. We pass can be totally bracha. That's what we are knowing. Those who are backing on this halacha, davshin bulu mashke, do it without a bracha. The gun helps you make a bracha. Davshin bulu mashke. That's the question that I say there. So now that here now we come to urchatz. So that's what we're doing. Basically, we're going to take the kapas, dip it in the salt water, mei melach. Okay, b'chomus avishenu, we dip it into but. Our practice is essential enough, the Ibn Medalach, and that's what we do. So that's Mamish Dabashit, the Lord of Mashke. So if you hold that to grow up, call Hashem Kula, you should hold that grow here as well. Namely, you should do the Bracha. But let us say that if you hold that this thing is not relevant, most people hold the thing is not relevant. I don't think most people practice the briskets. Very back to those about the Hogya Grua, I found a lot of Hogya Grua, and I found a lot of brisket things. So Mela, they're Makbid on Dabashit, the Lord of Mashke. You know? Makbid on this, as I said, you know, it's not relevant. And I'll say that's also not relevant. So what do? We wash without a bracha. That's the basic practice of Rabbi Panisa. It's a famous Taz. The Taz over here is the kasher, and he puts it in the following very direct language, Manish Tana, Alay Mazer, the Tavos. As they correct the Taz regarding this halacha, why suddenly on Pesach night? But Makbid, okay, without a bracha, but we're Makbid on this din. Of Domshet, the Bulu Mashke. What happened? Why is it different than Kala Shavakula? So he buys by Tzarachim. Doesn't answer the question. It's a very good question. I saw in the Tziv has in his Agon, in Beshefer, very beautiful Agon. Whatever the Tziv writes is, there's an Imbay Eskoma. Whatever he writes is so outstanding. And the Gadlus of the Tziv, I've said this many, many times, countless times. There was a school for about 10 years. I said, sure. I was asked by a group of Israeli Abrechim to say Shura and my former neighborhood. They came from another neighborhood, from Nachal Nucha, and they came to here in the more modern environs. It was by someone's house, by Ari Ginsberg. So for 10 years, I said Shura and the Shiltas. The Netziv and the Shiltas, as a memorial of the parish, the Netziv and the Shiltas are the Chayyidon. The parish is so wondrous, I don't even know how to describe it. One of the areas of Galus of the Netziv, that he always, when he lays down Yisod, then he says it 10 times. And every single sefer that he writes over the Yisod. He writes it in the Perash al Tera, in the Haimik Dovra, in the Harfim Dovra. He writes it in the Perash al Shiltas. He writes it in his Perash al Shas, where he saw that. He writes it in the solution of the Sifri and the Sifra. No, 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 that man operates. And there's a Dovra, what? for people like me, you have to make sure that I got it. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so the Netziv basically says that according to Rishon Mahal, that this din is not known. But not said the din of Doshet to Tumah Mashkeh. So because we're not making a Tumah Tara. We're not making a Tumah Tara as Banat Zeh. We're not necessarily killed. But what I say there says that Netziv, there is an inyan of doing Zechel Mikdash. A lot of things you do in the say there are Zechel Mikdash. Namely, in Kairach, and according to Sabi Shein, Achon Sabi Shein, Rabbi Kaiman, Big Machon Sabi Shein, Achon is the Rashbam, and the Rashi over there at the end of Psochim, whether the Iko Kima Mitzvah Masa is Yachim Pema, or the way the Rosh Mai says, Zechel Kav Pesach, Kima Mitzvah Masa, we already had earlier. That's the Gemara has a famous discussion, the Huna of Hizda, that once a person, Mavala Kreso, Rakhid Mekha Bracha, if you don't have a different Yerak, you only have the same Yerak for both Kappas and Moro, then the question is you have to make the bracha, because you can't eat without a bracha. And then when I was having my bracha, then you make the bracha, they answer it. But have in mind, that's what we do. We have in mind actually for the morrow, we don't make another bracha on more. But the question is regarding Tumah Matar, Rimal Azev. So we do things that Zechel and Mikdash. Yeah, we could make one to Sabi Shayim, and Zechel and Kabbat Pesach, and Zechel and Makricha. And the Zechel and Mikdash of Kairach. And therefore, there are those who are knowing. As a matter of fact, I think, I don't know how many of you have this practice. Again, the Tziv comes with this Chiddush, wearing your kittel. Halel HaSeder. I mean, many Hanoi, Ashkenazim, Hanoi to wear kittel, no? Halel HaSeder, and Zechel HaMikdash. Why is that? What's the Zechel HaMikdash? The Tziv says that, but Ma HaMikdash, when they ate Kochim Kalim, they wore a Begad Yuchat. Wow. We only know about Achol HaGlobin, from two Gemaras, and Tanya says, Wachim, the Gemara speaks of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was the, before the Yom HaShmini, the Miluah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol. He was the one who basically did the Avodah in the days of Achonam, before Aaron HaKohen was inducted into the Luna, and that's when the Avoda was transferred to Kohanim. But Moshe Rabbeinu wore a whole globe, that's what Gemara says. Tiny says, Lachim. However, it did come to the Chiddush that day, when they, he said, when they ate Kachim Kalim, they wore this Begad Miyuchat. And then what he says, that it's him, this Avoda, Bimei Shefer, as he wants to suggest, that's exactly what we do as well. That's the reason that I'll say there, we're makin and ruchatz. To do a Zechel HaMikdash means, even though we're not makir kolasha kula, I didn't do it. Darav and dafka, then I'll say there. Sometimes zechel mikdash, and there are things that we don't do kolasha kula. We do that. I'll say there. This is also one of them. That's what the Tziv writes. So very fascinating. But as I said, going to the going that you make a bracha doshet kula mashkel shalom kula, you do the same thing as well. And then I'll say there. So someone asked me, what do? You make a bracha? And I'll say there. I don't. I don't bracha with galus. I don't tell anybody what I do. I want to confuse people or create any kind of bewilderment. But anyway, this machlokes that says Netziv is probably the makor for another interesting nafkamina. In your homes, what do? Does one person do this? Ruchatz. Does one person do the ruchatz? Maybe the Baal Bayit, the denial of the evening, I'm not sure what they call it, what they call mess of ceremonies. So is he the one, the machet? Is he the one who basically does this act of ruchatz and nobody else? But does everyone do it? So according to the Netziv, it's a din of Zechel HaMikdash, so it could be one person is enough. But if you hold it's a din of Makra, Tumah V'Tara, Dafka, then I say this, and then one should be Makra, Tumah V'Tara, not Dafka, the person who's running the Seder. Okay, Karpas, let's say a bit about that. So Karpas is Adobe Yadua, that we simply take the Me'melach, the Ramam Shita, the Ramam holds all the Salah with different Chavesas. That's a very, very famous Rambam, and needs a lot of discussion. And the writer at one point says, Rambam, Ze'eva. He writes on this Rambam, what in heaven's name, why are we dipping Chamei? He says, okay, this needs, this is a classic risk of Lombus all the way, but that's not for it right now. Anyway, so the Gemara said, why do we do Kavras? Because Shakira Tinagas Misham. We want the Tinagas to see, wow, we're doing something different. It's a heck of a Tinagas. It's a big Machlokes of Rishonim. What is the mitzvah of Kavras? Is the mitzvah of Tibo? That's how we pass it. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's a mitzvah basically of Tibo. You look at the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty clear that when he mentions this halacha of Karpas, so he actually speaks about it in terms of Tibo as opposed to being a meaning of Tafayin Gimel Sivav, right to the other. So Tibo Bishon. V'lo yivarach ala v'tilav, yikak v'akarpas v'pagam v'gizayis v'tabak v'chemetz. So that's the din, the way the Shulchan Paskin, it's a lot of Tibo. But however, the Rambam has a famous shita that you eat a kazayis or kapras. The Hagos Ma'amar is claiming the Rambam does not mean it. The kazayis he mentioned by kapras, he really refers to maror. The maror requires a kazayis. Kapras, we know he doesn't kazayis. That's what it says here in Shemalach. But the Rambam mentions kazayis by kapras. Very clearly, even though Hagos Ma'amar claims it belongs to maror. And this is also the subject of a lot of discussion. It means, what is the mitzvah of kapras? Is it the mitzvah achila or is it the mitzvah of tibul? That's the question. He's going to hold the Rambam and other Rishayim. And this is also relevant to what we do. As I said, we are Tzayvel, and we eat less than Kazayis. And the reason why we eat less than Kazayis is also something of a famous issue in Rishonim. In terms of brachas, this is, I maintain that all the brachas is sometimes more misubach than ribbis. I mean, ribbis is so difficult. I taught Ezer Neshech. I taught Nagazov many, many years ago. That was very nice. And then Hillel Brachas, people then ask you, what brachas do you make on this? And then they show you all these brachas booklets, each one slices of the other. Steve is left and right, and the same items, different brachas, three different booklets, three different brachas on one item, the same item. And so that's a very complicated business. So there's a question in general, you know, by Marar, that you make a bracha, of course, you should make the bracha, al achilas marar. That's the mitzvah of Marah. The Chazal was saying first, the Basil Chumash, Amasim Roim Yechlu. But it did the Raisa. The man, Amigdosh, it did the Raisa together with the Gar Pesach and Matzah and Marah, even all together. Okay, today the Gemara says Marah is, we don't have Gar Pesach. Marah is a share of the Pesach, Asosim Marah. So we don't have it. So now the question is, what do we do? So we have a cloud. Generally, when you make Hamotzi, so Hamotzi more or less creates a favorite reference of the Suda. It creates a misgeret of the Suda. Whatever's included in the Suda is included in the Hamotzi. And all kinds of items. You know, like Hamotzi have potatoes, and on rice, and on fish, and on meat, and on whatever else you're going to eat. But the Hamotzi creates a misgeret of the Suda, and that misgeret is enough to more or less patter you from any other individual brachas. So what's the rule? The Gemara says, Dvarim Haboyim, the Emza Suda, Machmas Suda, Dvarim Haboyim, the Seif Suda, Machmas Suda, the Tidas Suda, Machmas Suda. This is where things become absolutely, I would say, very, very complicating and confusing. I think I mentioned a few times that I used to follow, I was told not to use the term stalk, so I used to follow some of my rabbeim to see exactly how they behave. One of them was about Lefzid Batzal, some of them were because I'm going out there. So I was at a number of very festive occasions where he was sitting on the dais, together with other notables, and I decided to join him on the dais, only in order to see exactly what he does regarding the following issue. They serve grapefruit at the beginning of the meal, after the Hamotzi. So now Shaz, you make a bracha on that grapefruit or not. So the Pasha, they say that it whets the appetite, W-H-E-T in English. So it, the Megare, it's Megare, the type of Sachila, and Shaz, you make a bracha. So I saw a final listing with every little thing. I'm not joking. With every piece of grapefruit, he ate a piece of bread. So by the way, a question, Mazeh, what is the nature of this behavior? So he had a suffix. What the nature of this grapefruit is, definitely grapefruit is served. Why is grapefruit served at the beginning of the meal? Is it to whet the appetite? I'm not an expert in these areas at all.
Get some more sugar.
I mean, we have plenty of sugar in our food.
Throw our sugar.
Sugar on the grapefruit. I got it in order to temper the acid, the acidic aspect of the grapefruit. Okay. Inside could be. So anyway, so this is a question. The same issue regarding Achilas Mara or Amel HaSeder. What exactly, how do you view this Mara? Is Mara considered to be a chelek, if you will, of the Suda? And maybe it perhaps it's eaten because I want to be megare, my appetite, an appetizer, and therefore it's called machas asuda, it doesn't require a bracha. So Pasha's Mara does not require a bracha. Other Rishonim say no. In the mindset, we have a problem because since we are making the bracha Berbi Adama earlier by Karpas, and we have it in mind for the Mara. Someone just told me, who just told it to me, Rabbi Shoshan. He told me that I've never sold Shlita, I'm going to have never sold Mishabrukos and Shlach Kodesh. I have in my family one or two people like this. They are tzaddikim in general. And here's another active sickness. They don't talk from the bracha of Alachas Masa to Ezra Mekhena. You know how long that is? That's quite an extended period of time. It could be a few hours. Okay, it's after Magid. But because of the Zohar, meal, and a few other things, no Divrei Torah. No Stam, Dvarim HaMisamchim Mesalev, Simchas Yom Tov. No. So Rabbi Levinson was like that. That's what Rabbi Shoshan told me. He was present at one of his Leil HaSedarim, and he didn't talk from Achilas Masa all the way to Atav Kedem, because the Shlach Kodesh should be mafsik between that and that. And most 99% of five cells, not very like that. But I'm just asking what the nature of this karbas is. Tibul, not a bit sachila, but the Rabbin is, it's sachila. But again, this is the whole issue that comes up. And what we do is we are knowing to eat less than his eyes. We're worried about Rosh Hashanah. We'll have to make it to us. I know of another Gadol. He's worried about the hefser between karpas and achilas morim. He nibbles a karpas the entire body. I'm not saying what it is because I would be gabba rabba. That's what he does. Now, there's a lot of very fascinating hanogas that people have related to this matter. But one thing is clear, as I said, that our practice is to eat less than his eyes. We don't like a bracha chreina. And then we could also use that bracha. We assume that magi is not a hefsek. I mean, it's still part of Kiddush Malkum Suda. We need Kiddush Malkum Suda. And that's what we're trying to ask God. Based on night, everyone Kiddush Malkum Suda. Yeah, quite a magi is quite an interruption. The answer is no, it's a tzorach. That's considered to be the tzorach suda, and then that's not considered to be an interruption, even though there's quite a distance in time between the time we begin and the time actually we go beyond that. The criteria for karpas, I just wanted to mention because someone asked me about this today as well. So, is there a criteria? There's only one criteria. Namely, Barav Yadavim. I don't know, there's a city in New Jersey called Elizabeth, New Jersey. There was a great Godel who was the rabbi of the city. I'm going to Pinchas Taitz, that's how. So, there they eat. For karpas, they eat banana. Those who are members of that city have bananas in Elizabeth. Why? Because he was Kobea that there's a Shiloh Poskim, what brought him to make a banana? But now the Gemara says in Brachos, in case of Gorchim, that the criteria for a tree is something that obviously is going to regenerate. A banana tree does not regenerate. It sloughs off. My father used to take me to the Botanical Gardens every other week. 1 week, the Bronx Zoo, 1 week, the Botanical Gardens. So I became a big mumche in flora and fauna, also in animal life. Anyway, so I saw the banana tree sloughs off, and the S-L-O-U-G-H-S. It basically disappears. It's been covered. And therefore, now the person make an adama on that. So our time's passing. Yes, you make an adama. That's the only thing we assume. You make an adama. And therefore, he wanted to be Kovea. So Elizabeth, those staunch Elizabethans, those who grew up with our tights, they still eat bananas. I have several Talmidim who live there. They're all about them today, and they eat bananas for a karpas. I don't think anyone here, I can imagine, in this room eats a banana or a karpas. You know, my mother, Alea Shab, used to tell me, I guess, half jokingly. And we had not joked, she thought that karpas stood for the chaf is carrots, the resh is radish, the pei is either potato or parsley. That's the last one. So my mother had a song about it. She used to sing a nigin with this karpas. That's what I remember from Girsad and Kusad and Mishaf from Manchan. Anyway, so we see that. Karpas, the criteria is Barpi Adama. The only question is that the Gemara says, what about if a vegetable can be eaten raw? So we have a raw vegetable. If you eat a vegetable raw, brachas. There are vegetables that we eat raw. And you make a bracha, Barpi Adama. Once you cook it, the bracha, again, like I said earlier, it's mishtana, often the grayusa. And you make a shakal. So now the shakal is, what about over here? If I have a yarg with bushel, normally you make a Barpi Adama. What about if I eat it raw? So here is a very fascinating machlokes of halacha. Av the chassidim, the Baal Shem chassidim, Tanya, he passed the halacha on what do they call it, onions. If you eat a raw onion, he passes to make a shakal. Now usually onions are put into salads. Is that not correct? People eat onions in salatim. So then we make a barbi adama with all the other vegetables that we have in it. But today I think I'm not good. As I said, for them, if they eat a raw onion, so they'll make a, I don't know, anyone here eats a raw potato? I know people eat raw potatoes. Yeah, someone told me that they're eating today. It's become more popular. But what bracha do you make? Pashas, you make a shakal. Only if it's cooked, you make a bracha adama. But if it's raw, lechor, you make a shakal. And some people, as I said, a makbid has to be green. So I say, why does it have to be green? Why is it lulav? Lulav has to have a greenish.
What?
Someone told me azashita that it should be green. I didn't see that here in the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't quote such a position. Maybe you heard about that. I don't know. But someone told me that recently. Maybe there's the words of the Esther, Ragweke Saga, Shachut Shachesed Moshe Chalei, Ramigila. And she was, a greenish kind of palette. Okay, that's a Shum Kesha. The Pesach, whatever the case is, someone told me there's such a sheep, and maybe you'll find it. I don't know. I have to look around to see if there's such a position. But the issue, as I said, Shalom HaRam Paskin, you can use an onion, a raw onion for kapas, which is a raw sha'akol. So you can't use raw onion for shum by the boat. But the Paskin, the Paskin Malacha, that you can do so, obviously, they hold differently than all of us. I'm willing to go a bit further, but I don't know if they told me when the clock strikes a certain number. Okay, I guess we'll just leave it at that. Probably next week I'll continue. Yes, Hashem, I'll try to go through some of the other, maybe look at me a bit.